This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the Democrats running for the White House in 2020 on a stage in Miami last night for the first real debate of the season. Another group of 10 Democrats will be on that stage tonight. After last night's event, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez was speaking to reporters and says,
I think every candidate got a chance to articulate their vision. It's always difficult when you have 10 people on the stage to make sure that everyone moves forward and has the opportunity to do to articulate that and to answer questions. And
President Trump's arrived in Japan for the G20 summit and a series of meetings with world leaders. That includes a Saturday meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, just as the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin's announced that a trade deal may be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
A passenger jet's been cleared to continue on to Newark's Liberty Airport in New Jersey after a threat forced it to make an emergency landing in London a few hours ago. Air India says a bomb threat forced that landing of the flight out of Mumbai that was headed to Newark, the plane getting checked out at Stansted Airport and given the okay to keep going. No further details have been released regarding that threat. More testimony is being given in the war crimes court-martial of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher. Another Navy SEAL, Joshua Graffam, was deployed to Iraq with Gallagher, acting as a spotter, and he testified yesterday Gallagher fired his sniper rifle at a man because he thought he was an ISIS fighter, not a civilian. Other witnesses claim Gallagher intentionally fired on Iraqi civilians. Gallagher faces life in prison if he is convicted. The wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter, Beth Chapman, has died at 51. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bank of America says it will no longer do business with companies that run migrant detention centers for the federal government. This move coming amid the growing public concerns about U.S. border policies and conditions at those facilities. A bank spokesperson says the banks discussed the issue with its clients that provide those services, and it's decided to, quote, exit those relationships. A new concealed carry law taking effect in Kentucky today. The law allows gun owners to carry a concealed weapon without a permit or training. Not surprisingly, it was very strongly opposed by law enforcement groups and gun control advocates. Former comedian, now inmate, Bill Cosby has filed a lengthy appeal against the sexual assault convictions which landed him in prison, and we get more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Cosby complains the judge allowed testimony from other women accusers that wasn't relevant. The lawyers say the accounts from the five other women were strikingly dissimilar to that of trial accuser Andrea Constant and too remote in her time to the 2004 encounter with Cosby. The appeal comes after Pennsylvania Judge Stephen O'Neill, in a post-trial memo, said that their testimony showed chilling similarities that pointed to his signature crime. The 81-year-old Cosby has been serving a 3 to 10 year prison term since last September.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, hey, look at, we've got the Democratic debate underway, and, Mr. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and legal professor, and all that good stuff, he says he or she who steals the scene will win these debates. So one down, one more to go.
Yeah, this is going to be quite an event. I hope comedy writers in Hollywood are going to pay attention to this because it's an interesting thing. Now, what the Democrats have done, they have, I think now, 25 candidates. Mm-hmm. A new one just jumped in today. So they have 25, but they set up criteria, a certain amount of donors, this and that, to kind of thin the herd. And they still ended up with 20 qualifying for the debate, including people like Bill de Blasio, who everyone hates.
Right.
People that you've never heard of and never seen, including Oprah Winfrey's New Age advisor, spiritual advisor, Marianne Williamson.
Right.
She qualified, which is amazing. So you got these 20. And then they said, they looked at what the Republicans did last year. Do you remember the Republicans divided their debates? They had 17 people.
Right.
They divided them into non-prime time and prime time. Mm-hmm. So they had all the big candidates in prime time.
The contenders.
The non-prime time was like a junior varsity, so nobody watched it. So what they did is they used a lottery, and it's kind of strange. I don't know. Democrats probably cheated on the lottery, but it ended up coming out with two groups of 10, which is what they wanted. And so instead of having one, they're both going to be in prime time. One's going to be Wednesday night. The other's going to be Thursday night. So what they do is there's like five top contenders.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the five, only one is on the first night. That's Elizabeth Warren.
Right, exactly.
And the second night has Biden and Sanders and Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg, all the other four big names that are doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second night is where the fireworks are, because what the Democratic debate has turned into is basically there's this bunch of people, now out of the 20, I would say 19, they all basically say the same thing. They all basically say, slight variations, but it's basically socialism.
Right,
of course. It's basically far left. It's basically I can spend more than you can. I can tax more than you can. You know, Bernie Sanders came out with this new thing to forgive the entire student loan.
Right.
I always say $1.6 trillion, something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yep.
So I suspect Beto O'Rourke will come out by the debate, and he'll say, let's forgive all debt throughout the world.
Right.
So it may come to $1 trillion. That's okay. So I'm going to outspend. Plus,
because the rich people can pay for it. It's those rich, yeah. Those stinking rich people. They'll pay for it.
Oh, yeah. They're so rich, yes.
Yeah, and then you'll have Kamala Harris going, I want reparations for all the students. So not only will they get their debt forgiven, then we're going to do reparations for them.
Let's do a little offshoot on reparations. You know what? I know it's coming after you discuss reparations for African Americans. What about reparations for LGBTQ?
Well, that's what Elizabeth Warren wants reparations for them, right?
Yeah,
because of the taxes and everything like that. And then, of course, in California, you got all the Native Americans, right?
No, and then all these families have been separated, need reparations. So we have reparations for Central Americans. So reparations, and of course, then the Irish people would say we were mistreated.
Sure,
the Italians were mistreated. So really, it's reparations for all.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you got 19 of these people that are all insane. And they're all basically in agreement on far-left stuff. There's a couple exceptions. Versus one guy, Joe Biden.
Right.
And it's not that Joe Biden, isn't crazy, because he is. It's that he's flip-flopping on issues,
right.
And he's avoiding them.
Well, plus on top of that, James, he can't write anything of anything that's original. He's got to plagiarize. Even with his website, he comes out going, oh, my God, you're plagiarizing stuff. No, not again, Joe. Come on, buddy.
Okay, so here's the thing. You got these 10 people per night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-hour event with Q&As. Then basically, they figured out that each candidate will have a total of 7 minutes to introduce themselves, in many cases, to the viewers. And this is going to be on MSNBC and NBC and Telemundo and a couple places. But the key for the people that, like Marianne Williamson, that somebody's never heard of, and for some of the less, even for Kirsten Gillibrand, who's not doing well,
right?
Even for Cory Booker, who isn't doing all that well, they need to generate a viral moment.
Exactly.
One that will then become a short shared video. That's the game. It was that way basically during the last round with the Republicans, but even more so. So it's interesting because we had viral moments in past debates. We had Ronald Reagan when his age, he was only 73 at the time, not even as old as Joe Biden. And it was in 84 in his second term. He was debating with Mondale when he made that quip, and he said, and this was pre-written, but Reagan could carry that off.
Exactly.
I will not make age an issue. I am not going to exploit my opponent's youth and inexperience. It was a huge laugh. Even right. Mondale laughed.
Right.
So we've had that, but I drew an analogy to Hollywood. You see, Hollywood, in the world of film, they talk about somebody who's not well-known, who's not a star of a movie, stealing a scene.
Exactly.
Like in 1950, when this unknown actress did a couple of scenes in the movie The Asphalt Jungle, which Humphrey Bogart was the star. She's in a couple of scenes, and that was Marilyn Monroe. And that launched her career. Similarly, I think of Jack Nicholson in Easy Rider. He did a couple of scenes in that movie and launched him. And that's what they need. That's what they're after. That's what they're practicing for.
Exactly.
And here's the problem is getting viral is like being cool. You can't practice it As a matter of fact, sometimes if you practice it, it comes off contrived and groany. Like, Cory Booker's really good at making people groan.
Yes.
You know, his Spartacus moment. He did something recently, made some puns about fish. He said, "I don't want to flounder." I mean, it was so dumb.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. So there's going to be a lot of that in the debates, a lot of flavor.
Well, bring some popcorn, because it's going to be fun. So stay tuned. We got more from James Hurston after the break. Stay with us, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in business. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Mm-hmm.
promise, fresh and independent. I'm Bill Martinez. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, continues with us. James, you know, when you think about, you know, 10 people, two stages, rather socialistic, I think, that each of them get 7 minutes. Do you think that some are going to try to overstate their 7 minutes of, you know, contrived fame?
Well, that's always a problem in debates, is that people will exceed their time. And then, you know, as you remember, there were certain debates where they had a sound like a, you know, they would come to warn them that they've overstated their time. They have to be careful doing that, because then they look like cheaters. Mm-hmm. It's not good for their image to do that. I'll tell you, the guy...
Well, they're socialists. They're all socialists. It's all got to be 7 minutes, oh, you know. It's like,
well,
I give up my time in order to balance it out to Marianne Williams. You know, it's okay.
Oh, no, no, but they're only socialists for others.
Oh, okay.
Not for them.
Oh, okay.
They're all, you know, like, it's like Bernie Sanders, I mean, who's the basically the harbinger of socialism, the prophet of socialism. And he has gotten rich in politics and public life, because that's the only job he's ever had. And you know, what does he have? Three houses. He's a millionaire. So it's not. It's for you,
yeah.
Bill. You're the one that has to live under the socialism.
But well, being a political muppet is very, you know, it's very enriching.
Apparently, because these people go in penniless practically and they come out very wealthy. Now, we know how the Clintons have done it, but, you know, we don't know as much about how Nancy Pelosi did it or Maxine Waters did it and others.
But it's called insider trading, James, for Nancy Pelosi. Clearly, insider trading. That's one of many.
This is desperation time for some of these candidates. Particularly the ones on the first night, like Beto.
Sure.
I mean, because Beto's basically running on fumes. He's been completely upstaged by Pete Buttigieg.
Right.
And he can't, and even when he tries pandering, you know, I joked about him forgiving all the debt, but he's constantly bashing himself. He's filled with guilt about him being white. He's and it doesn't work. None of it seems to work for him. So I think at this debate, you know, you never know what he might do. He's going to do something dramatic. I predict it will fail, and it will be the end of his campaign, in my opinion. But some of these lesser-known candidates, you know, Tulsi Gabbard is a sleeper, because she's very telegenic. She doesn't seem to want to pander.
Mm-hmm.
She's even has some, she's a military veteran.
Right.
She's kind of poised to jump up in the lower tier. So it's going to be interesting to watch. Elizabeth Warren is supposedly, you know, creeping up on Sanders and Biden. But she's got the Pocahontas baggage.
Exactly.
And she can't get rid of it. And supposedly, the press is building her up as having good ideas. I don't see a lot of good ideas.
All this stuff,
socialism.
Yeah, James, all this stuff comes out. I mean, what the electorate has to see clearly, that they are buying votes with the people's money. That's what this all amounts to.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy your vote, and I've got the people's treasury to lay out there, like as if it's going to be, you know, how many of these socialist ideas do you think they can actually sell through Congress to make this happen?
None. And the guy who's trying to get that message out among the Democrats, who's kind of like Elijah in the desert, is Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado.
Right.
And he gets booed. He says we shouldn't be touting socialism, and he gets booed.
Yes, exactly. Medicare for all isn't going to fly, all that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the Democrat base is dominated by these fragmented minority constituencies that don't represent, not only do they not represent America, they really don't represent the majority of Democrats.
Exactly.
But they've taken over the Democrat Party.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not see, because of that, there's not a single electable candidate here. None.
Yeah, see, they're lost in the coast, James. I mean, it's bookend politics for these guys. So as long as they're in New York or they're in California, they can get away with this stuff. But you start getting into the interior of the country. Oh, yeah, Americans who need representation as well. And you try to sell them on all this stuff. Hey, these guys are smart. They know what Medicare for All means. They see what's happening, you know, in other countries, whether it's Canada, England, that have, tried, you know, their form of nationalizing health care, and it's been a disaster.
You're sure. These tiny minority enclaves that are in places like Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York City, there's enough Americans in flyover country who visited these cities. There's enough of them who watch alternative news sources, listen to shows like Bill Martinez. They know what's going on in
exactly. The
cities. The misery index is higher and higher in these cities, and this is what these candidates want to bring to America. And so they're very savvy when it comes to that. And that's why you and I have discussed this. I think Democrats are headed for an absolute train wreck, and it seems to be getting worse every day. They're so far removed and out of touch, and that's why, you know, Joe Biden was looked upon by the vast majority of the mainstream media as a savior, as the electable candidate. But have you noticed a significant portion of the media has now turned on Uncle Joe?
Right, exactly.
They're now attacking him. They're now bringing up Joe's defense of segregationists and attacking him as a racist. And that's, you know, that's the Democrat weaponry turned on themselves. Mm-hmm. What they always do is attack conservatives and bigots and racists and homophobes and xenophobes and phobiaphobes.
Well,
but now they've turned those weapons on Joe.
Yeah, it's a circular firing squad here.
Yeah, a lot of mainstream media people want Joe to go.
Who's your last man or woman standing here?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I think it seems as though the media now is favoring people like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris. Those are the only two that spring to mind.
Yeah, I don't see any other guy. I'm outside of Joe. I mean, Bernie's going to have, he's going to be the same thing as what happened with Hillary, you know, the last time around. But I don't think he lasts. I think his time has gone by, just like with Joe Biden. It's a new era. But I think you're right. I think it's Kamala and Elizabeth Warren. That's who I put my money on.
Yeah, and you know, we have to wonder, and we can speculate, but that micromanager, that community organizer who used to be president, who loves to work from behind the scenes, Barack Obama, is he moving the levers here? Is he calling donors? Is he involved at all in this primary process? I think he is. Mm-hmm. And I think it's well known that the Obamas are buds with Kamala Harris.
Right.
Now, I don't know how close they are with Elizabeth Warren, but you can tell the Obamas have taken great pains to not get involved with Biden's candidacy.
Well, no, they took three giant steps away from him. You know, they didn't want, and then, of course, Joe says, well, you know, that's the way we kind of planned it. Yeah, right. You know, the former president with all his charm and everything else and Oprah and influence, you're going to say, that's okay. Why don't you stay on the sidelines, bud? You're my pal. You know, I don't need your help. I got this.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. You know, we do have to have one other candidate thrown into the mix that we know Obama.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the Democrats running for the White House in 2020 on a stage in Miami last night for the first real debate of the season. Another group of 10 Democrats will be on that stage tonight. After last night's event, Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez was speaking to reporters and says,
I think every candidate got a chance to articulate their vision. It's always difficult when you have 10 people on the stage to make sure that everyone moves forward and has the opportunity to do to articulate that and to answer questions. And
President Trump's arrived in Japan for the G20 summit and a series of meetings with world leaders. That includes a Saturday meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping, just as the Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin's announced that a trade deal may be close. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront decal to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Hey, Bill, release the hounds!
Secretary Castro, this one is for you. All of you on stage support a woman's right to an abortion. You all support some version of a government health care option. Would your plan cover abortion, Mr. Secretary?
Yes, it would. I don't believe only in reproductive freedom. I believe in reproductive justice. And, you know, what that means is that just because a woman, or let's also not forget someone in the trans community, a trans female, is poor, doesn't mean they shouldn't have the right to exercise that right to choose. And so I absolutely would cover the right to have an abortion. More than that, everybody in this crowd and watching at home knows that in our country today, a person's right to choose is under assault in places like Missouri, in Alabama, in Georgia. I would appoint judges to the federal bench that understand the precedent of Roe v. Wade and will respect it. And in addition to that, make sure that we fight hard as we transition our health care system to one where everybody can get and exercise that right.
That was Julian Castro. He got about, he ranked fourth last night in the amount of time. And if anybody had a breakthrough last night, I would say it was probably him, although I was surprised that, according to Drudge, that Tulsi Gabbard won the debate. And her sister at one point had complained, sent out a tweet saying, hey, look, they're giving all kinds of time and preference to Elizabeth Warren, but Tulsi is being greatly ignored. But I think she made the most of her time, and no doubt at one point, I mean, you look at the response across the country on the Drudge map, and, I mean, you see a predominance of Tulsi Gabbard. So
though she may not had gotten as much time. In fact, she was in the lower tier. She was the third from the bottom in terms of the amount of time. And remember, we talked about how this time was supposed to, because you're talking socialist here, right? So everything should be kind of evened out. So that everybody should have got about 7 minutes. Well, it didn't exactly work that way. And Megan Barth is with us, founder proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, what did you think last night?
I don't even know where.
were you with President Trump going boring? At some points it was very painful. I had a dear friend of mine. He goes, "You're not watching that, are you?" And I go, "Well, of course." He goes, "Oh, I feel sorry for you."
Yeah, exactly. I feel sorry for the people that believe all of this BS. Quite frankly, everything's free, including abortions now, because I guess you and I are going to have to pay for abortions, and we're going to have to pay for illegal alien health care. And then health care means abortions. So we're going to have to pay for illegal alien abortions. And it just keeps going on and on about how many people and how many people that don't have a legal right to be here that I'm responsible for, you're responsible for. And all this is just outdoing each other on that stage of, who can, again, through force, confiscate our labor, confiscate our wealth, confiscate the money that we want for our families in order to use for everybody else. It's simply just legalized theft.
Yeah.
And so you have a bunch of socialists duking it out on how much money and rights they can take away from you in order to provide for somebody else.
Right. At your expense, by the way. They're getting into your treasury. It's the people's treasury, and they're buying votes with this. I thought it was quite interesting. You know, this is the modern version of what Barack Obama told everybody, that we're about to embark on a fundamental change of America. Today, the new narrative is a structural change of our government and our economy. So this is Barack Obama 2.0, clearly, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, all they are there to do, really, is to seal the deal and usher in, overthrow capitalism and usher in socialism. And you do that, well, they can easily do that through open borders, and that's why you don't see the Democrats moving at all. On the border. They don't want to fix the border. They don't want to fix the problem. They actually want the crisis that's going on at the border, even though they told us it was a manufactured crisis 3 months ago. Now they just want the crisis because never let a crisis go to waste, as Rahm Emanuel had told us. And so the fundamental, how do you love something if you promise to fundamentally transform it?
Right.
I've always asked that question. So Barack Obama never loved this country. He wanted to fundamentally transform it. Now it's called structural change, as you said, what Elizabeth Warren loves to use.
Exactly.
And so none of those people on that stage love this country because they want to change this country into a socialist state. Well, I don't think that Hickenlooper was up there, was he?
No, he was. I don't know. Did he make it or is he on tomorrow? No, that's right. He's on tonight.
Yeah, so he's right. the only Democrat that I know that actually doesn't want socialism, even though I don't know how he expects to not have it when he just wants to grow government.
Well, Delaney tried to fill the lane, the moderate lane, said, look, why can't we be the party that fixes that which is broken? And then, and then come up with some ideas. Let's not just, tear everything down. Of course, this was all centering around the argument about health care, where, as far as de Blasio and Elizabeth Warren were concerned, all private insurance should go by the wayside and the single payer health care system should be in place. So you imagine, 160 million people suddenly are sent into confusion, like as if we're still not recovering from the fiasco of Obamacare.
Well, right, and so you have to ask yourself, well, if Obamacare was such a rousing success, why do they want to replace it?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, because that's what progressives do. It's never enough time and never enough money. If we only had more time and more money, we'd prove to you that there is a horse in the bottom of all that manure.
Yeah. So again, ushering in, it'll be interesting to see what Bernie stutters on about, but it's all the same. I mean, they really are all just the same. Why they have 24 socialists running or 23.
I think it's 25. It's 20. Yeah. Well, yeah. 20.
25. 20, now?
Yeah, but the 25 total. But there's a couple that arguably are not totally in the middle of the punch bowl.
Right. So they're just trying to outstall on each other, and I think it's fun to watch. However, there is going to be a dark horse. I just don't see Elizabeth, the leftists, all of the communists that work on behalf of the quote-unquote Democrats, all the Marxist groups and the open borders groups and all of that that I watch on Twitter, they all want Warren or Sanders, but they're very heavily invested into Warren.
Yeah.
They believe that Warren is the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I would think it would be a woman on the VP ticket and a man on the top of the ticket. Yeah. But
well, of course, yeah, and you're going against the potential grain there because there are many that want it to be the other way around. But still, you got to be able to carry your weight. I think in a general election, Elizabeth Warren would be absolutely, you know, murdered because of her past. You know, the Pocahontas issue, her, you know, what she did. I mean, she's claiming this disdain for the rich, and she herself took advantage and you know, basically stole some culture here, a cultural position in order to gain an advantage to you know, get into college and you know, be paid $400,000 a year. I mean, you know, she jury-rigged the system herself. So how does she, on its face, on a general election, I don't think she's going to be able to hold water on this, Megan.
Well, it's not only her past, but it's her voice. I mean, I've never really witnessed a candidate that has such an incredible grating voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's nearly like shrieking. You know, there's some things in politics that you need. You need to, you know, be somewhat good looking, even though you look at the Democrats and say, how the hell did they get elected? You have to, you know, have somewhat of a voice that people like to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's certain physical attributes that candidates normally have that are electable type of attributes. Elizabeth Warren has none of that. None of that. But she's really the only one that has a plan to confiscate money. You know, she's at least put it all down on paper about how she's going to confiscate everybody else's money.
Right.
Many of the candidates haven't been as diligent as far as, you know, putting out plans.
Will she make everybody wear her same outfits, though? I mean, because with her, I don't even know you'd get a chase of coats or anything like that. You'd have to wear the same, you know, the same outfit underneath.
She's just such a phony. I mean, she welcomed her husband into the own house. Oh, thanks for stopping by, Bob. I'm like, well, it's his house. Of course he's going to stop by.
Maybe he had to be welcomed. Freddie was going to be shot at the door.
Right.
Okay, we're going to talk more about this. Also, the outrage of what happened at the border recently. Stay with us, America. I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth is with us. She is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. 18 before the top of the hour.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Prime free one-day delivery is available on more than 10 million products from Amazon coast to coast. Amazon continues to expand both the one-day delivery areas and selection to ensure Prime members receive products faster than ever. One-day delivery is now available to Prime members with no minimum purchase amount for products from Echo devices and headphones to household items and cleaning supplies. Julie Law, Amazon spokesperson.
We obsess over making Prime members' lives easier and more fun. In fact, the most popular one-day items range from books, beauty, and baby wipes to dish detergent and even doggy bags. Prime free one-day delivery is possible because we've been building our network for over 20 years, enabling us to create a world-class customer experience powered by incredible employees and great technology.
That means last-minute birthday presents, sunscreen and beach towels for an impromptu getaway, as well as closet organizers and patio decor, all delivered the very next day for free. For more, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, Bill, release the hounds!
Governor Inslee, how would you address income inequality?
Well, I'm a little bit surprised. I think plans are great, but I'm a governor, and we got to realize the people who brought us the weekend, unions, need are going to bring us a long overdue raise in America. And I'm proud of standing up for unions. It is not right that the CEO of McDonald's makes 2,100 times more than the people singing hash at McDonald's.
Well, one of the highlights last night of the debate, I am Bill Martinez. Megan Barth continues with us. Megan is the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and the Media Equality Project, also the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, to put a little bow on all this, Drudge says Tulsi Gabbard won, which I thought was a bit of a surprise. Cory Booker got the most time. He was one of the candidates that spoke Spanish, along with Beto, and then, of course, all combined there, 10 candidates, 5 moderators, 2 hours of progressive ideas. I mean, it was one big infomercial here for progressivism, and we'll have to see how it plays in Main Street, huh?
Yeah, I was just listening. I think it was to Inslee say that, you know, there's no right or there's no reason why the CEO of McDonald's earns 21 more times or whatever it was than the worker. What is in his business about how many people earn? It's amazing how nosy these communists and socialists want to be to tell everybody how much they are they should earn.
Sure.
And it just it's amazing that they're of course are going to stand on behalf of the unions. Well, what about the union leaders?
Yeah.
What about the fat cat CEOs of the unions? They're earning a lot of money. And then, of course, all of the dues that they force upon people to forcefully confiscate, those 90% of their political donations, 95% go Democrats.
Right, exactly.
And I've watched what the unions have done to Nevada and what unions do to other states, especially states that collectively bargain, like California or Illinois. Connecticut's another one.
Wow.
They have high state taxes because they've unionized state workers. So there's never enough money for the 1% money, because then all of a sudden the government workers become the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
And they vote themselves in for raises, and they vote themselves in for higher pensions, and they vote themselves in for all of these bennies and goodies that they blame the rich for having.
Right. Until they get to the point where all of a sudden the city or the state cannot fund their exorbitant, you know, fees and retirement and pensions, which we're getting to more and more. We've already had some experience with that, you know. So we're back to Margaret Thatcher, you know, about socialism. It's all fine and well until you run out of other people's money. And in some cases, we're seeing that here in this country. We've seen it in other countries. But for some reason, that doesn't stop, you know, this progressive, this new progressive wing that has really come out of the closet. I mean, so it's been there for a long time. There's no doubt. Trevor Loudon has been reporting on this extensively over the last 5 years, at least on this radio show. And he told me flat out, he goes, Bill, look at you've got at least 100 card carrying Democratic socialists. And I'm going, well, how do they pledge? How did they take a vow to defend and protect the Constitution if they are undermining it? And clearly, you know, some of the statements last night that were made by Julian Castro and others, it's like, wait a minute, you're promoting treason. You are what you're fighting against is the very Constitution. How does that give you standing? I mean, how can you not be arrested for your statement? I mean, AOC, some of the reckless things that she puts out there in telling immigrants what they need to do to avoid deportation. I mean, are you abetting a criminal act? And you are a congresswoman doing this.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's all just political theater. I mean, them putting their hand on the Constitution or Bible or whatever and then raising their hand to defend the Constitution is just political theater. Mm-hmm. But going back to the socialists that we were watching last night, and they talk about income inequality, it's such a joke. So they believe that they're going to confiscate wealth in order to solve income inequality, in order to equalize wealth. How do you confiscate wealth in order to equalize wealth? It does not make sense at all.
It's never worked that way. Well, you're still going to have 1%, but the 1% is going to be their 1%, not the 1% that was generated by hardworking people, right?
Right, the government workers that are going to be the 1%, right, that we're going to have to pay for, but at least they can retire at 52, but then they retire with a six, you know, figure pension.
Right.
And so I got off track. But the income inequality, solving it by confiscating wealth. If confiscating wealth through higher taxes and fees and you know, more regulation solved income inequality, then any state that the Democrats or any city that the Democrats have run would have solved that problem, like California, right?
Exactly. Oh, they're doing so wonderful.
How do they explain California's income inequality? It's been run by Democrats for decades. Mm. Nancy Pelosi lives there. It has the highest unemployment rate. It has the highest homelessness
rate. Yes, right.
And it has the highest taxes. Mm. So if high taxes solve income inequality, if the confiscation of wealth solves income inequality, and California should be the utopia of equality, and it's the complete inverse.
Well, clearly. And, well, I'll tell you, let's leave it there, because there's no doubt this conversation will continue. But I want to address a couple of the other things that are featured on your website. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you need to check out her website, ReaganBabe.com. This is Megan's website. And a couple of things that come to mind here, of course, more and more, I mean, we're having this slow drip torture of information that is slowly but surely coming out regarding this whole Mueller investigation, the genesis of it all, how this cabal between the intelligence community headed by, I don't know, you want to say headed by the FBI, because they were all in it, you know, Clapper, Brennan, you know, you got the three Mouseketeers here that have orchestrated this coup. And we're finding out more and more. I know some people are still kind of shocked when they hear that there was an attempted coup on a duly elected president, and everybody's still walking around free right now. And all we can hope for is that Dunham, who has seated a grand jury, that he is able to, you know, get to the bottom of this, and that we end up getting a deeper reveal of the deep state, and people start going to jail.
Well, that's really the only way, if there is accountability, that this is going to be stalled, right? It's not going to happen again. As President Trump says, this should never happen again.
Right.
What I found was interesting, just to go back to last night, because it ties in, did they even mention Russia last night?
No.
No.
Didn't mention Russia. Didn't even mention Joe Biden, by the way.
Yeah, for 2.5 years, all we heard from these fools is Russia, Russia, Russia. And we've been hearing that the Mueller report is going to solve everyone's problems. It's going to prove. And so now Mueller is going to come back on, I guess, July 17th under a subpoena. He's going to testify.
Publicly. It's a friendly subpoena, quote unquote, whatever that means.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And Democrats. So now we're going to sit through some more testimony. Right. That I guess they believe he's going to give that's not in the Mueller report, even though they paid $40 million of other people's money for this Mueller report.
He already stated. He said, look, he's not going to add any more. He said this is his testimony. The four corners of those documents, of those pages, are his testimony. So they're going to ask him a question, and he's going to tell everybody, I hope you got a copy, you know, the 448 pages there, because we're all turning to page 32. Here's my answer. Let me read it to you. Either that or maybe get John Lithgow and his dramatic reading of it. Maybe he might get him to show up and, you know, do a dramatic reading whenever the questions are asked.
Yeah, some stars are already doing that. I don't know who would pay to see that. But, so you have the cabal. You have Clapper. You have Strzok. You have Page. And we can't forget that you have Obama, because it's not like Obama was just getting his news from the paper like the rest of us. As
right,
told
no.
Once.
You well, know, especially when Strzok and Page said, look at, they want to know. He wants to know about it, right?
He knows what his NSA is doing. He knows what his DOJ is doing. And if he didn't know, that should scare the hell out of us to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will all go back up to the former commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like you said, there has to be accountability so that the government can never be weaponized again against incoming president as far as the peaceful transition of power.
Right.
Because that used to be our standard, no longer.
Well,
and it can never be weaponized against private citizens that just happen to work on a campaign.
Exactly. Megan, let me ask you this about Barack Obama, since you brought this up. Did you perceive him, in terms of his management style, because we're hearing a lot about management style these days, did you perceive him to be a micromanager or a hands-off type of manager?
Outside of being an enemy of the state, I perceived him to be a hands-off manager.
You saw him as a hands-off. Okay. All right. Okay.
Right.
I was curious.
But not to the extent that he wouldn't know what was going on. I mean, he would get reports, right? I mean,
yes.
That's not being a hands-off manager. I mean, there's a big difference between a micromanager and a hands-off. I mean, to me, he was just simply an enemy of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw him as a manager.
Yeah.
I mean,
Reagan's management style was such that he hired qualified people. They agreed on what the mission was, and then they reported back. You know, he was trust and verify kind of management style. In some degrees, hands off, where you had guys like, Richard Nixon or LBJ, for example, very much micromanagement style type of managers.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I didn't mean to knock you off track here, but anyway, well, look, we got to bring it to a close here. Megan, how can people be in touch with you?
MeganBabe.com.
Hey, that's the most famous place, and you can be in the flow of the know. And she does a great job there to keep us all informed. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note. Blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now, 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.